as Crackhead Barney.
Barney?
Yeah, well, and she gets up at one point and says, look at my body, look at this, look at me, and she's almost got, like, medical gauze over her breasts, but with her top pulled up, so there's kind of hanging out there.
Yeah, so I think she's, like, a paid actor. I don't think that's real. I'm going to look up the other clip that I saw. She was in, like, rainbow stuff.
Yeah, well, Piers has interviewed her, and she told him to free Palestine. I don't mind Piers Morgan, but sometimes I think his tabloid days come back.
But you know what I love about this whole situation where you're accosting Alec Baldwin, telling him to say free Palestine? Those are the people that he votes with. Hmm. Those are the people that he joined hands with to put this madness in office. And I love how right now they're like eating their own. And I'm totally... Yep. Wait, that's bad on the hills of the cannibalism.
And but on anyway. That disturbing note, we have to hit this break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's economy slowed sharply last quarter to a 1.6% annual pace in the face of high interest rates, but consumers, the main driver of economic growth, kept spending at a solid pace. The gross domestic product, the nation's total output of goods and services, decelerated from its brisk 3.4% growth rate in the final 3 months of 2023. Russia vetoing a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan, calling on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. The resolution would have called on all countries not to develop or deploy nuclear arms or other weapons of mass destruction in space. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 412 points, the NASDAQ losing 140. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
A bill has been passed out of the Alabama House Committee on Homeland Security after the bill in that committee was delayed on two separate occasions. The bill is HB 376, otherwise known as the Lake and Riley Act. It would allow for local and state law enforcement to enforce federal immigration and custom laws that include the detention and removal of illegal aliens, as well as checking on the immigration status of persons living here in the state. The bill heads to the full House for consideration. The bill's sponsor, State Representative Ernie Yarbrough, named the bill after the Georgia nursing student who was brutally murdered this past February by an illegal alien. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra of Venezuela abducted Lakin Riley and killed her while she was jogging on the UGA campus. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Birmingham police have charged five people with exhibition driving and street racing. The arrests were made after the operation that was dubbed Night Rider was launched by police on the weekend of April 12th. Some of the suspects arrested also face additional charges of drug possession as well as receiving stolen property. Police also seized several vehicles, including three that were stolen. The mayor of Montgomery has been chosen to be president of the African American Mayors Association for the 2024 election year as well as the start of Congress in 2025. Mayor Reed will be sworn into this new position today. Reed has been serving as the vice president of the organization. Reed says he will work with members nationwide to address issues of public safety, economic development, and health equity. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Allison Sinclair is here.
I'm not alone.
Yeah, 10cc. Yeah, that's a good song, actually.
Bless it.
Let's go to line one. I don't even know who this is. You're on there. Who's this?
This is East of the Rockies. Hey, how East, are you?
I'm good. Just bearing my soul off air.
Yeah, I know you are. And I, what did Robin Williams ask or say? Two cannibals are eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this clown tastes funny to you? But I, you know, look, 1819, Allison, I want to apologize first. for not calling your show midday. That's my busiest part of the day, but I am listening.
I was going to say, I don't know you, and I'm a little upset.
Well, you know, I am a big believer in terrestrial radio and blue water broadcasting, especially News Talk is my favorite station, and so you guys are in my ear every day, and I know several of our regulars call in, but I just wanted to call and thank you for your hard work.
And you're east of the Rockies?
East of the Rockies.
East okay. of the Rockies.
And he's been calling since before I started here, 12, 13 years ago.
No way.
And you also have some meme magic to you, sir. Anytime this guy sends me a meme, a messenger, I immediately put it up because I know it's going to go viral.
Well, you know, I started listening to News Talk back when it was an AM. With Greg, when Greg first flew into town, that's where I grabbed that handle just as a gag because I was poking fun at the up all night guy that believes in Bigfoot and Hollow Earth and all that stuff, you know. And he would always say, you know, if you're east of the Rockies, call 1-800. And I thought, okay, that's my name. And I called the radio station. But anyway, 1819, let's talk about that for a minute. I understand that in Birmingham, Allison, that they arrested some people for exhibition driving. Is that right?
I think that was a while ago. Are you talking recently?
Yeah, it was the report that was just on the air.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Yeah. Joey and I were contemplating life. Yeah, that seems to be the top initiative of the mayor. You know, we had speed bumps where our office is. They put speed bumps in. It was a huge deal. Speed bumps. And then one day we drove up and they were removing them all. I have no idea. I don't know what the waste of taxpayer funding was, but now they're driving recklessly again?
Yeah. Well, and that kind of inspired me, though, you know, that two things. One is, infantile exhibitionism, when people go by with loud mufflers and they speed past you in residential areas, that's kind of the impression that I got when I heard the news report. But the other one was this, is that I am participating in audio exhibitionism here on the radio with you guys, and so I think it's a lot of fun. It's a new phenomenon here in Alabama, and 1819's taking point on it, so that's good.
I kind of like it. But, I mean, people are dying and getting shot every day. I don't know why Birmingham. I don't know. That wouldn't be my top priority, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, might I suggest that there are people who have internalized video games. I'm not blaming the video game industry as such, but there's, what do they call it, Joey, where you steal cars and drive fast?
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto, there's kind of this thing where people have internalized it and said, you know what, I want to live this. And they're kind of doing it. I mean, that's what I see. I still don't understand the four-wheelers and the mini bikes riding around on state highways. If you've ever been involved in that, it's absolutely terrifying. Somebody's little teenager without a helmet's going to get hit. And that's going to be all she wrote. But yeah, I think the Grand Theft Auto phenomena is kind of grown up, and people are wanting to do that stuff.
Yeah, well, people follow a model, and sometimes your role models are some of those games you used to play all the time. Though I remember playing those games. You would have to kind of check yourself, like, okay, I can't
really
just run stoplights. Yeah, like you play it for hours and. Yeah, and I think the deal is with violent video games or violent movie stuff, most folks are not going to act out what they see, but life does tend to imitate art, so we need to be careful about what sort of examples we're constantly putting out there. And honestly, when you look at a lot of entertainment, it's pretty depraved. I mean, I've watched it all, don't get me wrong, but it makes me wonder more and more the older I get, what the heck is going on with our society?
Yep. But fortunately, we have 1819 to help us stay on top of those things. And I'm not being gratuitous. I'm really thankful that it's a thing. You know, it's something that happens, and we support it. And so it's like, all right, The only thing I need is a hat, and I'll have it made.
Well, I appreciate the call, East.
Have a good one. Bye.
East of the Rockies, folks. And, you know, I appreciate 1819. They pretty much let me do whatever I want with my column, which I really do truly appreciate.
Yes, and I'm going to say it again. I say it every time I come on your show. And I think it's a compliment for me. I don't know if you take it this way.
Yeah.
But I think you are a better writer than you are a radio host, which means you are, like, the best writer ever because you're so good at what you do in the chair here. But, like, you should write a book or do you write poetry?
Yeah.
Like I can see you writing poetry or writing music or
both. Yeah.
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 But you don't share it with anyone?
No, sometimes it's a little dark.
But all the good poets are dark.
Yeah. I shared one with Brian. He's like, well, that's cool, man. Yeah.
No,
I think he liked it, but he was like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, and stuff, like I essentially send it to him, stuff I don't send to our editors.
No, but you are a very good writer.
Thank you.
Have you written recently? Because I haven't seen your stuff.
Well, that's what keeps happening. Yeah, every Tuesday. It's been coming out.
Oh.
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Well, we have so many more opinion writers.
No, it's great. It's great to see 1819 grow in the way they have, because it's not just, I love having a little space there, but seeing the reporting that's been done. Every Friday we now have Craig Monger on the show, and I think 1819 also is a measure of success, is they're pissing off the right people.
Yeah, like my 21-year-old son says, because one day I was complaining about the death threats I was getting, you know, like you should go kill yourself and take your family with you kind of thing.
See, I don't get stuff like that.
Oh, then you're not being extreme enough. But Connor says, well, Mom, if you don't have haters, you're not doing anything. And I'm like, you know what? If you don't have haters, you need to step up your game.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing anything substantial.
Right.
So, Joey.
Okay, I'll step up my game.
Step it up. You need some haters.
Right.
Maybe not. Well, if your poetry's already dark.
Let me take a shot at it. You know what I'm tired of? All these fat lesbians when I go try to eat. That's what I'm tired of. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you with, that mortgage of yours. It could be you're looking to buy a home. And especially if you're a first-time home buyer, you need to go with Alabama Home Mortgage. You'll start with pre-approval all the way to closing day. And their pre-approval is truly worth it. You know, a lot of folks could try to pre-approve you, but when somebody sees, a potential seller sees, oh, you went through Alabama Home Mortgage, we know you're golden. Well, that's why you got to work with Kim and Madeline. And again, they'll walk with you every step of the way, all the way to closing day. Are you okay, Allison? Are you going to be okay? And then, of course, they can help you with a great refinance deal there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And, let's be honest. Credit card debt, it's continuing to balloon on top of folks. The average APR is almost 30%.
You said lesbianist.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Shut up, silly woman.
And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. They can help you unload that debt off your back. And that way, get yourself up in a much better financial position. Or maybe you're looking to take money out to reinvest in your family or your property. And if you're a veteran, you especially need to deal with Alabama Home Mortgage. They know the latest with the VA home loan programs. It's the best game in town. And you veterans, you earn this benefit through your service. So check them out today. You can always call Kim and Madeline there at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyota. Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months is $2,953 for 1,000 financing. MSRP, $30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hey, this is Prattville Mayor Bill Gillespie asking you to join in with the Jones Drugs on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take-Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville location and bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Allison right across the desk from me.
Fixing my hair. You know, these headphones give you a bad mullet.
Yeah, I know. That's why I usually wear a hat, but I'm letting the locks hang today.
Are you letting your hair grow again? Because I've seen it. Is it out in the lobby? Where's the photo that I've seen of you when you had like...
Probably in the Book of Faces or something.
I mean, you had long, like...
Yeah, I had very longer than your hair right now.
Yeah, like halfway down your back hair.
Yeah, yeah, and that was called depression.
I'm glad you're doing...
It was nasty. I didn't know how to take care of it, so...
Is that when you started writing?
No, I've been writing since I was young. Been writing a good bit here. But, no, and the 1819 job is kind of... It's an impetus. Like, it's a deadline. You gotta do it. Don't procrastinate.
Does it keep you going? Like, you're right. But it's probably a good outlet for you, too.
It is. It can be. Sometimes you want to talk about other things other than politics... But
I bet they'd let you talk about whatever you wanted to.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I enjoy writing, but the problem...
My next op-ed is going to be my top five Prince albums in no particular order.
I say go for it.
I don't think 1819 wants to run something like that.
Look, if Jim Ziegler can write what he writes, and they're like...
I like Jim.
No, I love Jim. He's hysterical. Yeah, I can't believe Montgomery doesn't have him anymore, but... He writes the most random little stories, and they'll be, like, trending on the website. And it's like the little things that you think nobody's going to pay attention to, but
right.
I would love to know the top five Prince albums.
And well, it'd be my own personal favorites.
Yeah, but I mean, I think people would. I'm for it. I say Jeff Poor would be like, "This is good. No, let's do it."
He'd probably be like, "There's Joey with his fruity stuff again." 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program again, 272-9228. A little behind schedule here, so this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Bo and his team are ready to help you whether you're looking to buy or sell here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. You know, Bo's been working in the River Region real estate market for nearly 50 years, over four plus decades. And they're the Goodson Group. Not only can they help you with buying or selling your property, they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. And the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed here in the state. Well, because so many folks have gone on and graduated from Bo's school and found great success, whether it's fully licensed realtors is a great way to study up for a real estate license test, or just more knowledgeable private players. And it meets every Thursday night, reasonable fee. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon. Now, going to Alabama news. Try to tighten it up here.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is my favorite. Scott says it's boring.
Alabama news? Well, some of it's boring.
He just wants to talk about Russia. It's always Russia and Ukraine.
The Russia thing's pretty interesting.
No, I love Alabama news. Let's stay there.
Okay, well, this has an international element. UAB SGA, I guess that's the University of Alabama Birmingham, their student government association, has a resolution out that condemns Israel for apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and quote-unquote plausible genocide. So this is after the governor of the state, Kay Ivey, I think it was last week or the week before, put out a declaration of the state of Alabama support for the Jewish people and the folks of Israel. And now we have one university kind of pushing back. What is going on within the universities? Now, I already know where this is probably coming from. It's from the South African filing in the International Court of Justice, where they're saying, here are these quotes of Israeli commanders saying this, and this. This is not about just getting Hamas. This is about exterminating a people or kicking them out of the land. Looking at some of those quotes, I'm like, well, that seems out of context. Also, I think international law is kind of a joke at this point. Who's enforcing it? But I find this latest thing, and I've refrained from playing a lot of clips like back and forth. I've got like Mike Johnson ready to go or Ilhan Omar. I think you are free to say what you want in this country and protest too. But if you're seizing property, if you're literally harassing a person, like blocking entry, getting up in somebody's face, there you start to cross a line.
Right.
So if, say, the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, yesterday said, I kicked these students off campus, I think at the University of Texas, because of anti-Semitism. Like, that's the wrong thing to say, man. You kick them off for trespassing, for harassing, for threatening behavior.
Right.
Like, I don't like anti-Semitism, and I don't like is too small a word. I loathe it. I think, like a lot of forms of bigotry and collectivism, it's just dumb at the end of the day, and a sort of dumbness that leads to terrible destruction. Just read a book every once in a while, folks. Like, seriously, grab a book that tells the history of the 20s and the 30s, not just in Germany, but in this country and all over the world. Or you can, you know, read the good book itself. So, I to say I don't like anti-Semitism is one thing, but we cannot essentially arrest people for their speech.
Right.
And that's what I'm worried about, that there's been a move by some on the right now on this particular issue where it's like you're just playing into the same theme that we can criminalize speech because it's quote-unquote hateful. Yes, there is speech that's hateful. It's protected under the First Amendment because if you start saying, well, here are the limitations on freedom of speech, you have to assume the worst possible people, in fact, maybe the people you even hate, will be the ones controlling you and saying, no, you're the one who's being hateful.
So where do you... How do you draw that line? Like when it comes to just purely speech, you know, I think about this because it is difficult. I say things people don't like often.
Right.
That's why I get the death threats, which you should get more of.
Thank you for that, I guess.
Say it again. What?
No, I'm done. That was my one shot.
But do you draw the line when it comes to purely speech, not behavior, not actions? Like if you're calling for the killing of people, if you're calling for the harming of people, or is that covered as well?
Well, it can depend on context. Like if you are deliberately saying threatening people, material threats are against the law and are an exception to the First Amendment.
To like death to Israel.
Yeah, like go kill so and so, and death to Israel even would be. It's a terrible slogan, but it depends on where you're doing it. Like, I think Nazis have the same right to go down the street and say, Heil, whatever. Like, I don't like it.
Right.
But there are certain lines crossed. When you start seizing property, if you're not just saying death to Israel, but you're in, like, a Jewish student's face, and it's, like, you know, right on the edge of violence.
Was it Columbia where they formed that line and wouldn't let the Jewish person go to class?
Yes.
And then, or if you're blocking traffic, that can't happen.
Right. And then some of this comes down to it's not public policy. These are private universities. Where's the administration rallying this in? Like, is this what you want your university to be represented by? This is what happens on your college campus?
But if you're actually, are they actually allowing free speech? I'm not talking about the actions, but like the tents. Can you leave the tents up? Or is that? But that's the thing. This is not. Yeah. This is not organic. These are not coming from these college students.
There's definitely somebody's paying them.
Somebody's paying. If you looked like all those tents at Columbia, they all matched. You know, it's not organic. This is people coming in from the outside. This is very coordinated. But do they have a right to be there? I don't know. The whole thing is very, very sticky and very uncomfortable. But for UAB, and that's where we started, UAB to put this out, I'm like, okay, what was October 7th? What were you just bringing flowers and balloons to Israel? No, I'm pretty sure you killed some people.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure you were pretty savage.
Well, let me quote. This is directly from the resolution. And according to 1819, picked this up from Israel Insight. The resolution states from the Student Senate, the Student Senate condemns the ongoing occupation, settler colonialism, apartheid, ethnic cleansing of Palestinians since 1948, and plausible genocide of Gaza since 2023. And see, that's where you go, you could say, because, you know, the more of the history I learn watching all these debates, Israel ain't blameless in this by any means. Like when Netanyahu did purposely prop up Hamas as a bulwark against the Palestinian Authority so we could kind of split them up. And why was it? I think it was to stop any potential two-state solution. So again, hardcore real politic has been practiced here for decades through multiple leaders. I think there have been, say, columns within both sides that have never wanted peace.
Yeah.
And they're never going to give that up. But a good question to ask somebody if they're against Israel taking more of the Palestinian side is, what do you mean by occupied territory? And that statement there coming out of UAB sounds like all of Israel. Mm. Every aspect of the land there is occupied. It started all the way back in 1948. And to me, at this point, I don't buy that. And again, I think a lot of the international law framework we've built up, it's not going to enforce itself. And I think what we're doing, like in a lot of different parts of the world, is prolonging suffering and war instead of, you know, okay, y'all want to fight. Mm. It's an awful thought to have. Go ahead and fight. If you want to have peace, like, let's get the Pope in here. We'll have a conference or something. But so many of the peace agreements, what kept happening, I learned this from Jared Kushner, was the point guy with Trump's administration on this, is every time there was a peace deal, for decades, it would fall through pretty quickly, but the Palestinians would get more money and the Israelis would get more land.
Mm.
And so the incentive is do peace, then let it fall through. More money, more land.
Yeah.
And it's only festered since then. I don't know what the actual solution is, other than I'm at this point a well-wisher. Like, if I don't think the United States should be involved in much of anything,
right,
including this fight. But if the reason Israel was created, the whole point of Zionism, is that they could protect themselves if anybody tried to do anything again. So Israel's going to do what they're going to do.
Back to home, mm-hmm. UAB, SGA, Student Government Association, did they have the right to put out that kind of statement?
I think they do. To say that, I think they do.
It might not be wise.
Yeah, I don't agree
smart,
with it. Yeah, I don't agree with
prudent,
the wording.
Yes. Or true.
I think the student government there at UAB has the right to say awful things. Or controversial things or provocative things.
Hmm. So what do you think UAB does? Anything?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of UAB policy and how that university works exactly. Being, I'd imagine they're publicly funded, so there might be some strings attached based on Alabama law.
Who wrote that article?
This is Erica Thomas.
Oh, Erica.
This up.
So Erica hopefully will reach out to UAB and ask for a comment and see if they make a public comment. That would be interesting to hear their take on it.
Yeah, let me see here if there is any. I'm not seeing
nothing
anything yet. No.
I don't know.
It's interesting when, like, this... I talked to Jeff Poore about this yesterday. Like, I find it baffling that you see... We were, you know, stuck on the Ukrainian flags. Like, you'll see a Ukrainian flag in some neighborhood. And it's baffling how nationalism is fungible, transferable. Like, you're still an American, but then you become a nationalist for Ukraine. I've heard... I'm very much a critic of the war in Ukraine, the U.S. funding of it, but I've heard detractors of that policy who cross a line in my mind and they start sounding like Russian nationalists. And this has happened historically in war. People pick a side and it becomes about stumping for the team or the side. It's not just people that die in war, it's the truth. And I don't know. It makes me want to go, the United States needs to get our own house in order. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Tearing ourselves apart on our college campuses, in our everyday politics and rhetoric against one another. I think us trying to essentially dominate the whole world for good reasons, we're the indispensable nation spreading freedom and democracy, has led to us being torn apart here at home. And a lot of the tools used abroad have then also brought back home.
Like, so that most recent vote on... Do we have to go to a break? I don't even know what your breaks are.
Yeah, in a second.
You know, the funding for Taiwan and Israel and Ukraine and the TikTok ban and all the things that were in that.
I would have voted no.
It kills me because we act like Ukraine and Israel both are like these shining beacons of hope and freedom and the way the world should be. And they're just not. So it goes back to what you're saying. Like, two things can be true at once. Russia and Ukraine are not great nations. You know, like there's some disturbing things that come out of both of them. I just, I was shocked to see the votes for that. Tuberville and Barry Moore.
I thought it was great. I played Tuberville's speech yesterday. I read Senator Britt's statement they put out, given the two different perspectives. I thought it represented the divide that's actually within the Republican Party right now. And, you know, it's even with Israel. I'm like, wait, we sent them how many billions of dollars, like, for every year for how long? And now we just have to do another emergency thing. And it's not just Israel. It's NATO. It's so many other institutions where, why were we paying all this money if all of a sudden we have to do another injection of money? Like, where's the value over time built up? And I'm proud of folks like, I think even Gary Palmer voted against this time around.
What is all this? I mean, we're how many trillion dollars in debt?
About 34,
our
35.
Weapon supply is totally depleted.
Yep.
And so if something were to happen on our land, on our front, we've got nothing. And we continue to just shovel money out. It's the most bizarre thing. Name one business that could be run like this. There's not one. And so when I see some of these votes come through, I'm like... Man, the skiff works.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, like, what are they showing them in the back room?
What? And are they being blackmailed? Are they being lied to with, like, the threats that are really coming?
Who knows? And maybe there are real threats, and we just can't tell everybody. But I really don't buy, especially with the expansion of FISA and how so many people flip.
So sketchy.
So, you know, Judge Napa joins me every Tuesday. He told me this months ago, I think talking to Professor Sachs, it went viral on Twitter or whatever, but about the JFK assassination. And Trump promised, and he promised in particular Judge Knapp and many other civil libertarians, that I'll release the full JFK files.
Right.
And Knapp got him on a private phone call. They got Trump. And he's like, Judge, or he said, Mr. President, why'd you change your mind? Goes, Judge, if you saw what I saw, you wouldn't have released it either. Which makes you just want to see it even more.
You're doing your Trump hands
no,
again.
No, you have to.
Stormy, if we could just keep this quiet.
You're so... It's actually... That's scary. You have you practiced?
I just do the show every
Stormy.
Day.
No, that was good.
I used to do a Bernie Sanders. Oh. We have way too many choices in this country, Allison. Is that your name, Allison? We have way too many countries in this country, and we also have way too many choices in this country.
You kind of sound like Gorbachev.
You go to a supermarket, and there's like 26 types of deodorant in there. And you go down to like the feminine hygiene aisle. I don't even know, heavy flow. What is that even? We have way too many. We need one set of government tampons, one hygiene product. We need one set of government deodorant.
The wheels are coming
off. We need the broads out of the Secret Service. They're going nuts.
They're throwing the...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. So, no, I just do voices.
That was pretty good.
Hey, Lindsey Graham, what do you think of it?
Stop playing with it.
Thank you for that, sir. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program, again, brought to you by Dylan Rings. And you were checking out Dylan Rings on the Book of Faces.
No, Dylan Rings has some nice things. There's like a ring that I could use.
Go buy
there. There wasn't a price on it. I might have to check it out.
119 Brown Springs Road or DylanRings.com is a good way to go. Because they always have surprise discounts. You know, pricing can change. But they have, folks, high-end jewelry items, including, like, antique stuff, custom design stuff, or that everyday jewelry. Say you want to look great, have some jewelry on, but you're going to the beach or you're going out for a hike or whatever. Stuff you know, it's not going to break your heart if it's messed up or lost or something, but it still looks great. So they span the gamut there. And, of course, they can do things like spa treatments for your jewelry, make it shine again or reset stones, repair work, including watch repairs, and... Of course, don't forget that custom design work. You know, it's often people think of, you know, ladies wanting to wear their finest. Eddie and I want to get, like, custom-made, like, funky, fresh medallions.
Some, like, chains?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Dylan looks like he could do some chains,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Josh Ryder. His son, it's named after his son, Dylan.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it now. Okay, Josh Ryder.
At Dylan Rings.
At Dylan Rings.
Yeah.
Looks like he could do some chains. Like,
and he's been at work for decades now. Like, Sky Mosley, next time you see Sky,
yeah.
He had an update to his wedding band where diamonds were put into it, and Josh Ryder did that work years ago. It still looks beautiful.
Fancy Sky.
Yeah, so, again, Dylan Rings can do it all there, folks. It's a one-stop shop for anything having to do with jewelry. So stop by today, 119 Brown Springs Road, just off of Atlanta Highway. I remember it in the sense of where the old fun zone used to be. I used to work there. Kind of miss the funnest of zones. And I'll be sure to tell them that Joey on the radio sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling. And keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum. Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show today. Not really has, in all seriousness, breath of fresh air, Allison. Thank you for being here today.
This was fun. It's like doing a radio show with your little brother. Sometimes I'm the little brother.
I'll take it.
A little immature. Sometimes it's you.
Right.
But it's fun.
No, I listened riding in to Unfiltered with you and Alan Abs there on...
Can you imagine Scott having, and Amy
no,
Beth having to deal with...
I don't know how he does it.
Me and Abs.
I don't know how he does it. Because there are moments where it's like that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they're like, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? Guys! That would have been me in certain moments.
Okay, so what are those annoying moments?
It's the crosstalk. Sometimes I can't understand
you. It is very difficult.
Right.
Because we're all very mouthy and we all have lots of opinions.
Like mouthy broads.
Yes. And it's just, sometimes it gets the best of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I yell at Eddie all the time to shut up when you're talking to me. So it's like it comes with the territory of doing a show.
Three is a crowd.
I think it works.
Now, how does it work? Like when you've got Craig, who doesn't stop talking, tomorrow you'll have Craig.
Oh, it could go silly, or we could get into like Christian history and philosophy. Who knows?
But then you've got Eddie and you've got you. Do y'all talk over each other?
Yeah, but it's like a dance partner. So you learn, or playing music with somebody. You know when Eddie's can read me now. Like when I'm feeling tired, he needs to pick it up a little bit. When he can tell when I'm about to slow down. Like, you can build up a rapport. And actually, I've noticed y'all getting better. The more you do it,
right,
the more you kind of know what the lines are. Sometimes it's a little tough having the remote thing, like Sky trying to jump in. You can't see each other. That throws a wrench in the gears at times. But
so you got Sky here. You've got us in Birmingham. And then you have callers.
Yeah.
And so it's just a whole...
Y'all have a great cast of characters. And, well, here's one that calls into my show, a great character, but also just a good man, Mr. Pink.
Oh, I love Mr. Pink.
Hey, Mr. Pink.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're making me blush at work. I just called. I don't have anything to add, man. The show's been great. Like I said, it's been a breath of fresh air, man. It's an election season, so I'm not going to call that much because, I'm a Democrat. I know... This is mostly for Republicans, and I know they don't want to hear me say any truth, you know, because sometimes it's the messenger, you know.
I welcome you calling in and saying whatever the heck you want, man.
Mr. Pink, I really didn't know you were a Democrat.
I've been a Republican before. I'm actually just a people's person. I'm not into the church. I have my faith in people. That's pretty much why I haven't even been to church, because I just really lost faith in people, man. There was a big difference, man. When I was coming up, you used to compete. Like, churches would compete. You would, you know, it was a big thing. And, I'm trying to get that back. That's why I talk to different people. I listen to everything, man. And then, like I said, you can learn from a crackhead, even if it's just not to do crack. So I don't counsel anybody out, man. But
no, I
learned
that
a lot from you guys.
No, I like. Yeah, I actually find myself agreeing with you a lot. So we're working together. We're finding common ground. That's good.
There it is. Well, I'm gonna call in more, but just that the news is so sad, and I don't want to make anybody sadder. You know, I do poetry too, and it can get sad. You know,
yeah, it can get dark, man. Some of the stuff I want to share, but I used to share it, and people are like, shut up, Joey.
You think get uncomfortable?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something real quick before you guys go. I was having a conversation with my 16-year-old son. I was telling him, I'm 41, I was telling him that we're the greatest, we're the last greatest generation. I was telling him that when we was coming up, we didn't have, like, that porn and all that. Like, we had to learn love. Like, now it's like everything is just, you can just pull it right up, and it's like a lust thing. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like...
Have you ever... this song's been stuck in my head lately because it just came up on my YouTube feed. It was part of a comedy special Bo Burnham did. It came out in 2021, but the song is called Welcome to the Internet. And it really... I think it's like the song of our times. It's kind of dark because it's like... Oh, what you should do to get fat. Here's how you can kill your mom. Like, it's like... It goes through like all these internet things... And then it goes into a chorus, a little bit of everything all the time. A little bit of everything all the time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And it's a good expression. Sorry.
Yeah, I saw it coming, man. It's like a couple of years ago, maybe before that. Like, what else can you do on YouTube? I was telling my lady, like, man, they're finna do some crazy stuff. Just wait. So I'm going to let you guys go. Like I said, enjoy the show. I like this combo you guys got, man. I want to see it again.
Aww, thank you, Mr. Pink. Thank you, Mr. Pink.
Appreciate it.
No, it's so true, and it's scary because, like, my oldest son is 21, so he started maybe in fourth or fifth grade where you just had the little flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's how I started.
Yeah. So you start with the flip phone, and then all of a sudden you get, like, I think when he got in high school, he finally got an iPhone. He was older, and we didn't know. It's almost like cigarettes. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how bad it was, but my husband and I were talking, and Jared was like, I mean, we used to have to work to find the Playboys. It was in like one friend's garage in the backyard.
Greg Vidal's talked about it. They had a porn pipe.
Well, like, they had to climb through a broken window to get through, you know, and it was just like, just a paper.
Right. It was community.
Like, it was just 2D.
Yeah, now it's everywhere. Now it's all over Twitter, for instance. But also some of it is like, hey, stop your bad habits, like, if you don't want to see it. But it is in front of people all the time. And I can even remember early days of the internet when I'm in middle school, let's say early aughts, we were finding all sorts of crazy stuff at a young age.
And you didn't, isn't that so weird? We didn't know what the internet could do. Like, Connor and his friend, they were looking for Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just literally researching, like, Tony Romo, Dallas Cowboys. Well, that led to Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, Debbie. It's like, you end up in a place you didn't mean to. And now, hey, you can just go to your local library.
Right.
Until today. Well now we got to pass the Senate.
I think if somebody's well-adjusted, they're having a good time in life, like, you probably won't go down certain rabbit holes. But what worries me is, okay, the internet's beautiful because every person who felt alone in the world can now connect with thousands, if not millions, of other people, but people felt alone in their small town. And sometimes that can be a really good thing. Like, I'm really interested in this topic that is wholesome, but nobody else likes it, but you find friends online.
Okay.
That also goes though for the creeps and the weirdos, like the pedophiles. So many other things, murderers or folks that are into some weird stuff, they can now connect with one another. And so it is really like, hey, let's just open up all of human nature and put it on a grand scale. And then now let's feed it into neural networks and build a digital god that'll set us free from ourselves and death itself, Allison. What do you think? What do you say?
That was a lot. It's terrifying, kind of like what you just did.
This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro, Ashley and her team are ready to help you with all of your pest control needs. It could be if you got termites that you're worried about. In fact, you should go ahead and get the treatment done before any damage happens, because the damage is much more expensive to fix. Neither treatment or damage is covered by homeowners insurance. So get the treatment done early, folks. Pest Pro will come out and lay some bait. So if termites do hit your property, they'll know. Come and take care of them. And, of course, they can help you with if you have a big fire ant problem or maybe an unruly wasp's nest back in the storage unit. Or it could be mosquitoes are bedeviling you in your backyard or your front porch. You know, wouldn't it be nice to invite Grandma over and not have to spray her with off? You can just go enjoy the pool or something. And we all know tiki torches are right out. Can't do that anymore. So call up Pest Pro Services today. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. Be sure to tell them that, well, you heard about them here from Joey, that crazy fellow on the radio.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final moments here of News and Views on a Thursday. Thank you again for being here, Allison.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun, but we're not done yet because we have Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the line. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, it has been a great day. What a beautiful day outside. I've been all over the place. Wetumpka twice, Montgomery, just going like busy as bees. Terry's headed to somewhere. He's down south somewhere, like Dothan or something. But I got Bart, David, and Chad in the office, and Chad just raised his hand saying he would go if y'all would call him right now at 285-8117.
Wow.
285-8117?
Yeah. He said it could be for any reason, not just carpet. He just wants to score.
That's service.
So somebody help David out. 285-8117. Of course, Prattville Carpet can help you all out, too. They'll literally go the extra mile, come to you, even with samples. Great folks there.
In literally a week turnaround time, you got a new floor. Just that simple.
Hey, and when you call him, be sure to not only give a shout-out to David, but tell him you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with Joey.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ray. So, yeah, we got about a minute left. Did we learn anything today?
I thought about cannibalism way more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, I learned. I mean, we had a good discussion about free speech.
Yeah,
I think that's an important one.
Yeah.
Because when you hear things you disagree with, you want to be like, we got to stop that.
We learned you have more haters than I do.
You need to step up your game.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Randall. He brought me some really pretty peonies.
Here, hold them more close to the camera.
Actually, they're opening. They were, I got to go the other way. They were all closed, kind of like that, at the start. Wait, this is backwards. Nice. At the start of the show? And now they're opening and they're so pretty.
Oh,
so thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you, Randall. I hope you're having a good day. Joey, I had fun.
I had fun too.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, please.
Good luck with Craig tomorrow.
Oh, guy's a great guy.
Craig uses big words and
we
I
get
have
along
to like
famously.
Look them up.